The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
Don't make me say I told you so.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Celtics score 40 points in the fourth quarter. Boston 120, Golden State 108.
There's nothing to panic about.
This isn't over by a long shot.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Earlier on the show,
Basketball Hall of Famer Gary Payton.
Coming up,
host of NBC's American Ninja Warrior, Akbar Bajabiamila. Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Singletary, plus jazz forward Juancho Hernan Gomez.
And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. In hour number one, we talked to Gary Payton, Basketball Hall of Famer, 75th anniversary all-time teammate of Michael Jordan's. We talked about that with him, his Last Dance famous meme-making moment on an iPad. Of course, we talked about his son not playing in game one. He seemed mystified by that, saying you dress him, you don't play him, but he's not the coach of the training staff, is what he said. Obviously, there is some concern in Warrior Nation based on a shocking comeback of a win by the Celtics in Golden State last night in San Francisco, a 40-point fourth quarter, an avalanche and a blizzard of threes that was so shocking, it's led to the first ever instance in the damn near eight-year history of this program of Chris Brockman spending a commercial break between hours one and two searching for an Al Horford jersey online. That's not, I don't think we've ever thought we'd ever say that or that would be possible, Chris, right?
Confirmed.
There are times when we think he's not listening to us, and then we'll come back from a break and he'll just throw out there what we were just talking about.
Well, I mean, I'm a professional listener and broadcaster, and I focus on things, and I think about what am I going to say, how am I going to say it, what are we going to do for the show. You know, Mike Singletary was going to call in hour three. He's about to call in right now. Okay. I've got things going on. There's lots of vectors, TJ, but I can handle those vectors.
Obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate that, Jay.
No problem.
Well done, Jay Felly.
Thank you. And I'm trying to find TJ to just send me one because I was looking, but I'm trying to find the ones that we're now with the finals patch and,
the
patch for Sam Jones. And the updated sponsor.
You're probably going to have to wait till after.
I know.
The series.
Al Horford jersey shopping. Four words I never thought I would say about Chris Brockman. But 26 in game one of the NBA Finals and him waiting his entire career to get to that moment and then him making the most of that moment, pretty cool, man. It's great to see.
I watched an hour of postgame yesterday, too, on NBA at NBA TV. And
yeah.
Derek White joined the crew. Shaq was there with Grant Hill and the guys, Matt Weiner. And he was wearing a Beatles sweatshirt.
Oh.
And Matt Weiner goes, "Do you know who the Beatles are, or was that like a gift?" And he was like, "Well, my mom got it for me," and I was like, "Why?" And she gave this explanation, and they were like, okay.
All you need is love.
Yeah, I already get it.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Akbar Bajabiamila of American Ninja Warrior fame, also NFL Network Fantasy Live back in the day fame.
Yeah, buddy.
Right? He's going to be joining us here on this program and in studio in about 20 minutes
yet,
time.
No.
And Juancho Hernan Gomez of the Utah Jazz, but now the star, the Ray Allen, if you will, of the new basketball movie that Sandler has put together with LeBron James and Maverick Carter on Netflix called Hustle. He is the star of this movie. He'll be here in studio hour number three.
I can't wait.
And he was on the Celtics when they sucked. This year.
Right? That's one way to put it.
So he should have some insight as to what was going on there and what, Ime Udoka was trying to lay down.
Yeah.
And the tracks that eventually got put together, and this train is still running. So that's an hour number three. Later on in this hour, TJ's big-ass grab bag, his top five, your top five sports beefs.
Beefs, man. What's beef?
I mean, outside of the Tommy Pham, Jock Peterson, or that's part of your top five?
I mean, look, it's probably top.
It's got to be. So it is included.
I mean, let's be honest. Fine. It has to be.
That's what
right?
I said. Come on. Okay, good.
It was amazing. We're still talking about it.
It is inspirational.
Dang it. All right, we'll do something we never did. It's number five on the list. Okay. It's in there.
Let's just put it. It's a conversation starter, to
yes,
say the least.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you.
Mike Trout had to give a press conference this week about it.
Well, actually, again,
question.
In all honesty, the press conference was scheduled in New York.
Sure.
Because he's going to Philadelphia next, where, by the way, the Phillies just fired their manager and Joe Girardi just in time for the favorite son to come back and Mike Trout. But the Angels they're in a tailspin right now. But Trout was going to be meeting with the media. A lot of Philadelphia media apparently came up to chat with him about that. And after that got scheduled, Tommy Pham let it loose that he was the commissioner of this league. So most of the questions he fielded were on that subject matter. At any rate, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line right now is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. We spoke about this event that the Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to hold on Father's Day weekend with Anthony Munoz last week. And now a fellow 1998 Pro Football Hall of Famer Canton class member is on the phone line right now. He is Chicago Bear great Mike Singletary. How you doing, Mike?
I cannot complain. I'm blessed.
Fantastic. I love it. Where have we found you? Where are you today, Mike? What's going on?
I am in Chicago today.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'm running around in Chicago. I got meetings about changing our perspective, so it's all good.
Okay, how far can you walk down the street in Chicago before being recognized, Mike? How many blocks can you make it usually?
You know what? I don't do a whole lot of walking in Chicago.
Okay.
To be honest, but people are very nice and very kind. You know, when I check into a hotel, when I get into an Uber or whatever it is that I'm doing, there's always someone who says, "Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?" I said, that's always. Matter of fact, yesterday, for the first time, I've always wanted to meet him. I was standing outside waiting for the limo, and Frank Thomas came up. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey, Frank, how you doing, man? It was great to see him. My first time meeting him. I've always wanted to.
Wow, a Singletary Big Hurt Summit that comes out of the blue. I mean, that's. I mean, where's Sandberg, right? I mean, you got to get Sandberg in there and Jordan. You got to get Jordan in there, and then you might have the full set right there, Mike.
That was very cool.
You ever meet Jordan? Mike Singletary? The two Mikes ever meet?
You know what? I have never met him.
Huh. Okay. We got to get that done. We got to get something like that close to done. And so what are you asked most about your football days, Mike, when somebody encounters you, Mike Singletary?
I'm asked a number of questions. One is talk to me about the 85 Bears. You know, how was that? How was how was being in the middle of that? How did you feel doing that, and being a part of that team? So, and they'll ask me about McMahon and the Fridge and Walter and Hampton. And so, that's always pretty cool to talk about. And then it's kind of talking about where are the players now, what are they doing, and then kind of what I'm doing. So that's normally, how my health is. How's your health, Mike? I'm doing good. So it's those are normally the questions.
Well, one that I want to hit you on is your favorite Walter Payton story. When's the first time you met him? Mike Singletary, what about him? Let's talk about him.
My favorite, I'll tell you my favorite Walter Payton story.
Okay, go for it.
Not a great one on my end.
Uh-oh.
So I'm in Hawaii, and Walter and I for the Pro Bowl, and so I didn't realize that I'm going to be initiated, and so I'm going to make a great impression. I'm warming up, and I'm getting ready to go outside, and I put my jock on, and I'm thinking, man, this thing's a little bit damp or something. And so I put it on anyway and go outside. I'm not going to ask a whole lot of questions. So I go out, and I'm working out, and I'm running around. I'm getting ready for our first workout. And, man, it was just burning sensation in a place that I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's going on here? And so I'm kind of out there, and I'm just, I'm acting like it's not burning. And the guys come out. And they're kind of, everybody's kind of looking at me, kind of smiling and whatever. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with these guys? And so after a while, I couldn't take it, man. I'm like, oh, man, it's hot. And so I run inside and, the trainer is laughing at me, the equipment guy. And they're like, Mike, so they got you, huh? I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, what do you mean? Who got me? So, well, you know, this is your first time here. So I said, who did this? So, well, we can't tell you who did it. So I walk back outside, and I'm looking around. I'm trying to find who did this. And I walk up to Walter. I said, Walter, did you do this? No. Do what, Mike? What? And, he's laughing, and the other guys are laughing, and I'm thinking, I said, Walter, I know you did this. Somebody, I know you did it, but he never, I was so upset, he never said he did it. So the joke was on me, but I tell you, that was not a good joke, and I didn't like it at all.
So that's not sweetness at all. I mean, so you suspect Walter Payton hot sauced your jock strap prior to your first Pro Bowl practice. Is that what you're saying, Mike Singletary?
Absolutely. I knew it was him. I knew he did it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So outside of that, when did you know, I guess, that Walter Payton was the guy that you knew him to be on the field, Mike? You got one of those stories?
It didn't take long. I was in a preseason game, and you got to understand, up until this time, I don't like running backs. I made my mind up, I don't even want to touch the ball. Anything that it touches the ball, I don't like. And so, Walter, we're in a preseason game, and Walter's running the ball. And I'm looking at him run the ball, and I'm like, wow, this guy is pretty amazing. I mean, he looked like a Clydesdale horse, legs clicking up in the air, those long cleats that he wore. And it was just amazing to watch him run. And so that was really, it didn't take long to realize. And I, people had told me about it. Man, Sweetness, oh, you going to Chicago? Oh, man, Walter, I'm telling you, Sweetness. But what kind of name is that, Sweetness? But I get there, and I tell you, it didn't take long to see it at all. He was an amazing guy. Absolutely amazing. A professional in every sense of the word.
So then when you were playing and you said you don't like running backs, who was the one that was most difficult for you or the one that you liked the least to play against, Mike Singletary?
Well, I don't like any of them, to be honest. I'm be very honest. I don't like any of them. But the ones that were tough, when you think about Earl Campbell, that would have to be, outside of Walter Payton, you got Earl Campbell. Got Eric Dickerson, Marcus Allen. And people say, Marcus Allen? Yeah, Marcus Allen is one of the greatest competitors I've ever competed against. He knocked the snot out of you as a blocker. He's the most complete back that I think I've ever been around. He can do it all. He and Roger Craig are both really complete guys. But Marcus was an exceptional blocker. But, those guys, when I think about the running backs that really were special that I played against. There are certainly others, but those guys come to mind right away.
Well, I mean, I think Roger Craig should be in the Hall of Fame. I think he should be in the bus room with you.
Unequivocally.
Mike.
San Francisco would not have won 3 Super Bowls without him. There's no doubt in my mind.
I agree. I mean, when you're talking about 1,000, you're talking about a guy who's a matchup nightmare and a guy who can run past you and also run past you because he's on a wheel route or something like that. That's Roger Craig, 1,000,000%. you know.
Well, the other thing
we're
about
coming
Rodney
out
Craig
of a very strong economic economic
many
period.
Guys that
and so
are
now we're going into a transition.
As
there
was.
Are things when as it relates
but
to inflation. There
humble.
Are things that were not
like,
predictable 18 months
like
ago that?
That
were not
I mean,
predictable
Roger
from day
like
one. So as we were speaking to them
he is one
as
of the
we
nicest
saw
guys
at the time.
That I think I've ever met.
And so that is also important to note. I mean, I know you're asking me that the question of did we speak about it wrong? Did we, you know, say, you know, did we misspeak or not have it right at the time. I mean,
Mike Singletary, Pro Football Hall of Famer here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before we get to the Fatherhood Festival that's coming up in a couple weeks in Canton, Ohio, what do you think of the current state of the Chicago Bears, Mike Singletary?
Well, you know, from a distance, I just think it's a matter of them really taking the defense and getting all that they can out of the defense. I think they've got a defensive tackle. He's a little older now, but I still think he has a couple of great years in him. If he, you know, if he ever lives up to that, if he can play up to the level that three technique that they have, if he can play up to the level that he should, he would be all world. There'd be no doubt in my mind. Dominant guy. The middle linebacker, I think, is outstanding. Those are the two guys that jump off the chart for me that I think are really amazing players. The rest of them, you know, I know they got a couple of pass rushers, Quentin, but anyway, the guy coming off the edge, they got a couple of those guys, but those two guys, I really think, particularly the middle linebacker, if he can rise up to the level of leadership and demand that everybody is on deck and let's get ready to go, I think he can really help take that team defense to another level.
Did you hear last year when Aaron Rodgers scored against the Bears, he told the fans, "I own you"? Did you hear that one from last year, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. What would have happened if you were on the field and the quarterback of the Packers had done that, scored and screamed to the Soldier Field fans, "I own you"? What about that? What happened?
You know, in all honesty, I don't really know. I think if someone would have said that while we were playing, I would have been shocked. I would have thought something's wrong with this person, because there were times in the game, Rich, that I honestly looked at Richard Dent, Otis Wilson, Wilbur Marshall, and asked them not to hit the quarterback anymore. I said, "Guys, don't hit the guy again. Just wrap him up. I'm gonna kill him. Wait, come on, man. Just push him down." There were times that I had to say that.
Come on, really?
I kid you not. There are times I said, "Don't hit him like that anymore. Just push him down." "No, Tamron, I'm gonna kill him." Oh man, come on, man. Mercy somewhere. He got a family somewhere. No, honestly, I kid you not. I would not lie to you.
So out of just concern for humanity, you would tell your teammates not to abuse the opposing quarterback.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess Rodgers feels he does have the numbers to back it up. It has been a Packers heavy run here quite a bit against the Bears these days, Mike, you know, when you think about
it. Well, hopefully they can do something about it. You know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Time always tells the truth.
And who's the linebacker, Mike Singletary, that when you flip on the TV or watch a game that you really are impressed by in this day and
today?
Age? Yes, sir. In the NFL today. Or defender.
Wow.
That you would turn on and say, front seven guy. I'll even give you the whole front seven. Who's somebody that you turn on and say, that guy is...
You know, I got to be very honest with you. I think for me right now,
mm-hmm.
and no disrespect to anyone, I think number one, I don't look at it as much in that way. But, you know, the last linebacker that I really looked at was Ray Lewis. Ray was the last linebacker that I really looked at that way, that I really enjoyed seeing play, you know, Junior Seau, you know, a guy like that, you know, that I looked at, that I saw taking could take the team to another level.
How about Aaron Donald? How about Donald? What do you think of him?
No, I thought you meant linebackers.
Sure. I'll give you
when
front
you
seven.
Say, when you talk about the defensive line, wow, Aaron Donald jumps out. right away. I had the opportunity to coach in L.A. one year.
Avenatti clip.
He is just phenomenal. He is a tremendous build, once again, tremendous strength. And when he wants to play, it is lights out. He is a dominant guy. And doesn't really talk a whole lot, but I think guys feed off of his energy and what he does. But he is truly a great player. Absolutely.
Mike Singletary, Pro Football Hall of Famer here on the Rich Eisen Show. I spoke about this with Anthony Munoz. Did you go in the Hall of Fame with Anthony? Did you guys were in the same class together? The Pro Football Hall of Fame? Okay. And so you guys are going to be part of this Fatherhood Festival that's in Canton, Ohio for Father's Day weekend. I'll give you the floor on it, on what people should know about it. Mike.
Well, you know, it's June 17th through Sunday the 19th, and just a Father's Day weekend, Fatherhood Festival at the Hall of Fame Village in Canton, Ohio.
46.
And it's going to be fun for everybody. Even moms can come. They're going to have mom huddles. They're going to have country music, on the field experience, interactive exhibits. It's just going to be a great time. And for more information, www.fatherhoodfestival.com for any other information. But it should be a great time, and I am so excited and fired up to speak to fathers and interact with fathers and learn something myself.
What do you think you can learn from that?
What do I think I can learn?
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. Now, I got seven kids and a wonderful, wonderful wife. And if you hold a mic in front of every one of them, they tell you, Mike needs some help. So I would say I'm always looking to learn more.
Well, have a great time in Canton, Ohio. Mike, I always love catching up with you. It's been a while, so it's great to hear in great spirits and strolling down memory lane with us. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless. Take care.
Great Mike Singletary right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Was tempted to ask him his Uber rating when he said that he gets into Ubers, just going to let that sleeping dog, you know.
I doubt Mike. No.
Let's take a break right here. Guess who's coming in studio? Our friend Akbar Bajabiamila. Hey, talk American Ninja Warrior, football, fantasy football, and more. Don't go anywhere. That'll be a lot of fun. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Akbar Bajabiamila here on our program. It's going to be Monday, June 6th, 8 Eastern on NBC. The It being the season 14 premiere of American Ninja Warrior.
I can't believe it.
When did you first get reached out to for this gig?
2013. So this is just completed my 10th season on American Ninja Warrior. And,
right.
You know, I was doing fantasy football.
NFL Network, right?
Yeah, on NFL Network before the slap, before the Jock Peterson slap.
I can't wait to talk about that.
But they reached out and said there's an audition, and then audition turned into, you're going to be the next co-host of American Ninja Warrior. And that was life-changing for me. And now this is it is the longest job I've ever had in my life. I've never had a job for 10 years. You know, usually don't you get a Rolex, or don't they give you like a statue or something? Or something like that. But I've never had a job for 10 years. Not the NFL, not anything.
Well, they give you a Rolex hopefully when you retire, though. That's the gold watch at the end.
Oh, okay. Now 10 years is too, that's a little premature?
I mean, 10 years is, this is going to be this fall my 20th with NFL Network.
Okay.
So, and that is longer than my marriage my marriage is a couple of months longer than my NFL Network tenure.
Wow. So yeah. They happened almost at the same time.
I got there were some empty seats at my wedding due from the ESPN executives who did not show because I was departing a week before. that actually happened.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's...
And I can remember their names right now. Interesting enough.
Was it Al Jaffe, Fred
Brown? No. Al was a guy who gave me my start. He gave me my start years ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You didn't
think I could go that far back with some
you
of the names.
You went deep, bro.
I went deep, didn't I?
You went deep, to say the least.
Yeah.
But that is life-changing stuff.
Yeah, but I give credit to the ninjas who come out there every single year and compete. Because they make it interesting every year. And this year, like we did last year, we've got the teenagers who've really disrupted this whole ninja universe.
What do you mean?
Well, because they seem indestructible, to be quite honest with you.
That's what teenagers steal about themselves.
Yeah, right, yeah, and they don't get tired, and they push our veterans. You know, if you think back to the NBA when they started allowing teenagers to come in and how disruptive that kind of was.
At first,
there was a lot of hating by the vets, and then there was this embracing. And I think now the vets... they've embraced these teenagers who've really pushed them to step up their game because they don't get tired like we get tired, right? And I say we because the ninja age goes now from 15 all the way up to 73, 74 years old. So as you know, as you get older, and I'm not calling you old, Rich.
You can.
But as you get older, you know, that stamina level gets a little challenged. And these ninjas, they just go, and they've been doing this literally more. Some of them have been doing this more than half their life. So, I mean, just think about that. They put an enormous amount of time into ninja,
sure,
and they're crushing the course.
Well, obviously, now that it's in year 14, people are they know about what's asked of them. And also, it's aspirational. They want to train for it like it's the Olympics, you know, like they want to train for it and make it their life's work to get on and try and win in front of the whole country.
Big money. And last year we had, you know, a teenager win. He got the furthest. Caden Lepsack, $100,000. Just think about that. He never has to ask his parents for lunch money ever again. He is 15, 16 years old.
He gets his own phone.
You won't give me a phone? Fine, I'll get it. Like, it's crazy, you know? And then at the young age, already starting to invest into crypto and,
look out.
Yeah, so trying to turn that $100,000 into something a lot bigger.
Well, or a lot less. I don't mean to look at you when you say that, Chris.
Hey, no, I'm right there with you. Like, you go ahead. We can do the look of shame here.
It's been great lately.
I know. That's the way it kind of goes.
Can we switch the subject?
Sure. Hold on. Let me reset. Let me reset for the radio audience real quick. Akbar Baja Biamila, the host, along with Matt Heisman, and Zuri Hall is co-hosting American Ninja Warrior Season 14. What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about the slap.
Let's do it.
Because this one has been really quite interesting. And whereas, you know, and I know a couple of days ago you were trying to come up with some
fantasy team names for Tommy Pham.
Yeah, Tommy Pham. Well, I have one. Onomatopoeia.
Okay.
Wham! Bam! Fam! See that?
Wham bam fam is close. We came up with wham bam thank you fam.
Yeah, but these are all onomatopoeias.
Oh, okay.
You know, obviously for the actual sound that a slap would make.
Ah,
you see what I did there? Onomatopoeia. So it'd just
Batman.
That's where I got it from. Batman. That's where I got it from.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Right.
But yeah, you know, you guys mentioned something.
Which fam goes to dynamite. I don't like green eggs and fam. If it's a basketball league, Jock Fams Volume 1. Yep. I like that one. Fam out of bio.
You know, there's one thing that could really disrupt an entire fantasy league.
Yes.
And it's the biggest crime of them all. Colluding. If you are making backdoor trades and trading away, and if you're like,
yeah, that's a bad move.
That's a really bad move. And I've been a part of some leagues that's happened,
mm-hmm.
and there's no way to really prove it. You know what I mean? Because you're not privy to the text messaging or the phone calls behind. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those ones. But I just don't, in all seriousness, I don't know how, like, what was involved. There needs to be an investigation.
I agree.
There needs to be an investigation because I want to know what would cause a person to strike a person like that. You know, we don't promote violence.
Never.
And like, did he lose money? Did he really lose badly? Was the GIF or JIF or whatever meme, was it really that bad?
It can't have been. And apparently it started
yep.
with an IR designation for Jeff Wilson of the 49ers. He was out. And so Jock was able to put him on IR, but Tommy Pham says that there were individual rules of the league that apparently he thought it was an illegal rostering maneuver by Peterson, and he starts arguing. Mike Trout was the commissioner who didn't do anything, just sat on his hands, did nothing, and it caused some sort of rumblings that blew up when Peterson sent Pham the meme and in a text exchange amongst fantasy players, which you know is one of the most vicious, sharp elbow.
That's the community,
you can
right?
Have.
Yeah, you're only talking trash in your community, like for your fantasy community.
And then he quit the league in the middle of the season.
I don't know how you even do that, and how you even remedy that.
You just got to get someone to take the team. And if you're Mike Trout, I mean, where do you go, to Rendon? What do you got?
How long was he sitting on this?
5 months.
Well, at least.
Just think about that.
Let's just say he quit in week five.
That would be October.
Right.
November, December, January, February, March, April, May.
Seven months. Like, that right there is the highest level of pissivity. Like, to be able to hold on to that type of bitterness for 7 months, and then say the first time, on point when I see you.
On site.
Like, can you imagine?
He signs with the Reds, and he's like, when do we play the Giants?
When
do
you circle the calendar?
When do we play the Giants?
Yeah.
You know what? I think the team is Jock on now. When do we play them?
Pistivity is not a bad fantasy team name.
Should we invite
Pham Pistivity?
Should we invite Tommy out to try American Ninja Warrior? That's a great way to let out some steam. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, it is therapeutic. It has changed a lot of athletes' lives. Like, I could see it now, right?
Well, what you could also do is you could put Jock Peterson's face on the button at the end of it. And like, no, Tommy, you just got to hit it once. Yeah. That's it. Just like you did in the outfield. Just got to hit it once.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
What do you make of Donda Sports, Kanye West? I've always wanted to ask a question like this. What do you think about this?
What do I make of Donda Sports?
Honestly. Well,
I haven't seen the spreadsheet. Is there a Donda Sports PowerPoint that we can get? I don't know, but I was surprised to see Aaron Donald sign with Kanye.
Yeah, it made me think, you know, Aaron Donald, for as accomplished as he is in his career, does this mean that he's already thinking about transitioning as far as life after football?
Like, does he want to be a musician? Is that what it is? Or are we just assuming that Kanye is going to, you know, give him an entree into the music world that maybe he might not be interested in?
I know that Aaron Donald can lift bars because I've seen him in the weight room. Yeah. I know how strong he is, but I don't know if he can drop any bars. I don't know if he has that.
It's a round of applause.
Appreciate it. You guys like what I did there?
Well done.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I honestly don't
get the move. I don't even get the move for Kanye West getting into this space. And, you know, he's got so much on his plate already, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of other stuff.
There's something missing as well. I don't know what to make of Kanye. I don't know what to. All I know is that Jay-Z has gotten into this world. Correct?
Right.
The first was Master P, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Who did Master P sign that was the
Ricky Williams? Ricky Williams. And if I'm not mistaken.
How'd that work out?
Not great for Ricky.
Yeah. Ricky lost out on a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So Master,
it was all incentive based.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
better earn my contract.
I don't know. Yeah. So I don't know if you know how sometimes the teams stay away from kids from a certain school because a kid came out and was a bust, and you're like, that's not fair. I don't want to you know, cast aspersions just based on anything in the history of Master P. And now Jay-Z, I think, is being very successful.
Yeah, he's been. But I wonder, is it Jay-Z that's running it, or does he have an entire team?
Because he's got to have a team.
If you look at Kanye West, I mean, and again, I don't know the reports. I got to do some more research, but. Yes. It looks like Antonio Brown might be the president, allegedly.
Can you Google that?
Yeah, can we research that?
Antonio Brown in a position of management. Is that what you're saying?
It does come up in the automated search.
Man, if he's in management, I would be the first employee to just, in the middle of a meeting, take my shirt off and stroll out. See how he likes it. Hey, this meeting, let's go on Facebook Live. What do you think? What do you think about your competitors? Talk about your competitors. Let me Facebook Live at Antonio and see how that goes.
That could be something. And
the shoes
Brown.
On the other foot.
Yeah, Jalen Brown, right? Signed.
Jalen Brown.
That's a serious name.
His first signing?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Jalen's a Cal Bear. You know, he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Well, we'll see how that works.
I don't know. Maybe Aaron Donald wants to get in acting. I don't know.
That could be things. Something in the entertainment business.
Howie Long got into, you know, acting. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see.
Antonio Brown is the VP of Donda Sports.
Oh, what? He's the vice president of what?
He's the vice president of Donda Sports. That's all it says.
He's the VP.
He's the VP.
Okay, the Veep. That'll be a new Veep. New episode of Veep.
I am down for a new Veep series.
I would definitely. Can I sneak into the first Antonio Brown led Zoom? Can we do that?
That would be amazing.
Can we do that?
You can pay for the rights to that. I bet you that'd be a great way for. I mean, that's a good business right there.
That might be the first Zoom where you tell somebody to mute instead of unmute.
Unmute. Wait.
You're on mute. No, but please put yourself on mute. All right. So season 14. Where'd you shoot it?
We shot it this year in San Antonio, Los Angeles, and we're back where we do our grand finale in Las Vegas.
When American Ninja Warrior is in Vegas, it just looks right.
It lights up the strip. It lights up the strip. We're the biggest light show.
I love it. Fantastic. You should probably have like Cirque du Soleil people go through it and see if they could beat the Ninja Warrior, actually.
What?
That would be a great competition.
I just came from the Michael Jackson show. Ooh. And those athletes really could be ninjas. Yeah. They really could be ninjas. That's actually a good one.
You should do it next time. You run that up the flagpole. Yep. Is you have a competition amongst the Vegas performers to see who can go against one-on-one, like the top five ninjas against the top five, like, Vegas performers.
That's a challenge. I like that. Cirque du Soleil versus American Ninja Warriors.
And I will take 10%. Just contact Kanye. He's my agent.
Oh, he's your agent now? Okay.
I've now officially joined Donda Sports.
Breaking news.
Well, because, you know.
I want to see Carrot Top on American Ninja Warriors, because he's got a lot of upper body strength. Beefy. I bet you he'd be great.
Yeah, who's your guys' top five American Ninja Warrior celebrities, athletes? Who would be your top five?
Conor McGregor, one. I want to see him go through that.
Conor McGregor, okay.
That's so good.
So we'll have him at number five. Who's number four?
Aaron Donald
won't get past the first obstacle.
Tyreek Hill.
What are you talking about?
Aaron Donald would not get past the first obstacle, the shrinking steps.
Too heavy.
In fact, if he does,
give me the height weight that I need to focus on right now.
I just went with strength. Anywhere between 5'5". So Tom Cruise is in that Top Gun. Great movie, by the way. 5'5", all the way up to about 5'11", so, would be the ideal ninja height. And then from weight, about 100 pounds to about 165, 70 pounds.
Now that I know. So
Conor McGregor's a good one.
Conor McGregor's pretty good.
Cheetah.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, 100%.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
We need another sport in here.
John Morant. Might be a little tall, but...
His legs will hit the water.
Jose Altuve. Well, he's got to keep his shirt on though.
That's true.
A problem.
Well, they might
can't show too much skin. Can't
they
show
can
too much skin.
Perfect.
Plus, he drops in the water, that buzzer might go off.
He's wearing electronics.
So we need a number three. Who's at the number three spot?
Just to piss off my Houston Astros friends.
Three.
What about a golfer like a Spieth or somebody?
Oh yeah, Xander Schauffele. He's in that 5'8" range.
What is DeChambeau? Is he too big? DeChambeau's too big. Kepka? Is Kepka too big?
Yeah, a little too big.
Too bulked?
I want to see Megan Rapinoe.
Too bulky. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Rapinoe. I like that for Rapinoe.
Sue Bird.
Sue might be a little, she's like 5'10", 5'11". Okay. It might be.
Okay.
I've got one who I would love to see.
What do you got?
This would be Serena Williams. On like the salmon ladder, you know, the salmon ladder where you go pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
Like you got to have some back muscles for that. And her backhand is pretty good. So,
okay. All right. Like so that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know Kyler about Murray? That one though, Akbar.
Huh?
You know,
Kyler Murray. What about Lamar?
We know he's 5'10".
Is Lamar too big? He's too big.
Yeah. Lamar's too tall.
He's like 6'3". Yeah. He's too tall. Kyler's in that.
Baker Mayfield.
We know he's under 6 feet.
Wow. You ain't right. Right.
He's in the range that he's saying.
I know, but you didn't have to emphasize that he's under 6 feet.
Yeah, we know that he's under 6 feet.
Yeah.
How about Jules? How about Edelman?
Jules will crush.
Now you're talking.
How about Edelman?
I like that.
Or any slot receiver for the Patriots. Welker, Edelman.
I've always said
Amendola.
I've always
said Woodhead. Let's go.
Go get
Let's
tired.
Have a Patriot.
A Patriot. A match. Slot
a Patriot.
Throw Odell
Warrior.
In there. Throw Odell in there.
New England Ninja Warrior.
The match.
There we go.
Ninja Warrior in the match.
Sold. I'm just coming up with as many ideas as possible for you to go back. You can take all the credit all you want.
I'll be it's RES Consulting.
Co-EP now. I'll be co-EP.
RES Consulting. That's right. That's what represents me. The hell with Donda Sports. I'm out with them. I'm out. I'm out. I was in. Now I'm out. I was in. Now I'm out.
Now I'm out.
American Ninja Warrior Season 14 premieres Monday, June 6th at 8 Eastern on NBC. Akbar Baja Biamila, you're a treasure. Thanks for coming in. Okay, anytime,
thank you so
brother.
Much. Appreciate
anytime,
it.
Anytime. We're back with more here on The Rich Eisen Show in a moment. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Okay, I'm going to take these phone calls, all right?
Okay. Yeah,
and then at the top of the next hour, we're going to split up the first segment with What's More Likely.
Okay.
And TJ's big ass grab bag. Okay. How does that sound for you? Okay, very good. That'll be later
it's
on.
A bag, not a box.
Certainly, since we just covered the Fam Peterson SmackDown considerably with Akbar, that makes two guests in a row that we've had that right? We've won. If Juancho Hernan Gomez comes out here and says, forget about Hustle, forget about the NBA Finals, forget about the Jazz, forget about basketball, let's talk about this. What Jock Fams Volume 1.
What if he comes out and like, let me tell you about the time I slapped somebody.
Let me tell you, yeah. I actually retweeted a tweet today from John Cena. Let me get this one right. That he said,
if you hold on
he
to
said,
stuff,
yeah, the longer you hold on to something, the heavier it will become. I retweeted that saying, if you only tweeted that before Tommy Fams ran into Jock Peterson, that'd have been great. Terzo Nye has been hanging on for almost 2 hours. What's up? All Rise, Terzo, how are you?
All Rise.
What's up, Terzo?
What's up, guys? I'm doing well. Hey, Brockman, keep those legs under the desk, man, with those ugly socks on. You got me queasier earlier.
Wow. Terzo, easy, bro.
You got to give the people what they want, Chris, okay?
More leg.
What's up, Terzo?
Or am I just because I took it in the shorts with that game last night, but didn't it kind of feel like Al Horford just was the freshest player in the fourth quarter? Like, he didn't play the rest of the game and then just showed up and looked like he was just extremely well-rested, running up and down the court, making every single shot.
Or he's been – talk about well-rested and fresh-legged. Guy's been waiting his whole life for last night. I mean, and that's the neat part about last night. Regardless of how you feel about the Celtics, or even are there any Al Horford haters out there? I don't know. But guy's been waiting his whole career for that. And then he made all the shots he needed to. He stuck it to him. He made the most of his moment that he's been waiting for a long time. He had to have dreamt about this and thought about it and visualized it positively. I mean, we're talking about positive visualization. Yeah, even in his positive visualization, did he make six threes? At one point, as he's been positively visualizing this moment, did he ever at one point, like, you know, four threes, that would be incredible. Five threes? Oh, nah, I mean, that's too much. Six threes is too much to ask. Yeah. Like, did he even pause in his positive visualization at the notion of making six threes and scoring 26 points in front of the Warriors faithful? I mean, good Lord.
I think he was listening to Kelly Clarkson before the game.
Thanks for the call, Terzo.
Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
And by the way, you know, it's like, happy birthday, Al. You made all those shots, and then literally today, it's his birthday.
36.
He's 36 today.
Yeah.
Al Horford, six threes. Happy birthday, Al. And then he's looking at him and saying, thank you.
Thank you.
Like, what do you mean? I'm insulting you. No, it's actually my birthday. Like, that's Al Horford.
I think yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday, you could have got Al at 80-1 for Finals MVP.
What is he now?
Oh, I haven't looked.
Look it up. Jimmy in San Antonio, you're here on the Rich Eisen. So what's up, Jimmy? You're my lifeline to that world that I'm not allowed to be part of. What's up, Jimmy? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Terzo was right on the same page with me. We were thinking the same. Brockman.
Uh-oh.
Those legs. Your new street name is White Balance.
See, I wasn't wrong.
My legs are tan. What are you guys talking about?
No, they're not tan. The poor kid's going to need sunscreen because of your DNA.
Jeez.
Are you wearing New Balance? White Balance?
Oh, that's...
Potentially? Are you?
I'm
no?
I'm not wearing New Balance.
Okay, sorry. What's more insulting, me asking if you're wearing New Balance or you're talking about how white your legs
are? I think the New Balance.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Then I apologize, Chris. The other one I'm not sorry about. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, shout out to Harini Logan from San Antonio winning the National Spelling Bee.
Oh.
At a girl. Way to go.
Didn't know.
And then y'all talked yesterday about Kerr and Adoka and the Pop connection and the tree. And it's obvious which one took from Pop. Kerr seems to be more of the ball movement and screens, and Udoka more of the defense.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Warriors are a terrific defensive team, and they were playing terrific team defense. I mean, Tatum was having his off night. Horford was making shots but not going off. Jaylen Brown was turning the ball over, probably much to your dismay, Chris. I mean, we were seeing that. But the Celtics still took a lead at halftime despite taking their best Curry shot to the chops. And then the fourth quarter, they put 40 on the Warriors, and that's uncharacteristic for Golden State.
Like y'all said, you know, it's under the radar. People don't notice this, but when you notice the Pop, you see the subtleties in each of the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And no one even mentioned Pop won and has the most career coaching records. He got that in March. Maybe the NFL took over, but way to go, Pop. And I know he's proud of Kerr and Udoka, and he's sitting with a bottle of wine and having a fine time.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Greatly appreciate it.
Al Horford plus 750 now for Finals MVP.
So he's the favorite?
No. But you can still get good numbers. Tatum's your favorite, followed by Curry and Jaylen Brown.
Hmm. Jordan Poole had an off night.
He did.
He didn't look like, but that, yeah. You know what? I mean, it's a big stage, a big moment, and I'm sure the Celtics are like, okay.
They're just long. Tatum, White, Brown, Smart, they're long. They make it really tough on those guys. You know, you kind of see how Curry only scored, 13 points
yes.
the rest of the game?
Some of those Curry shots and the Clay shots were like, you know, they had like a split second and a window to put it up and in, and on occasion they did. Fourth quarter, none of them went in. None of them. And crazy things were happening. Like, didn't Curry get a flat tire on the way to the basket?
Yeah, he lost a shoe, yeah.
Did you see the braces that he's wearing on his ankles? Did you see that?
I'm wearing those forever.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'd never seen a shoe off like that.
If Looney and Draymond aren't going to be threats to score, then...
Yeah, Draymond had a few open threes.
Tough, yeah.
He had a few open threes. Juancho Hernan Gomez, formerly of the Celtics, just this year. Now the Utah Jazz and the star of the movie Hustle in studio. Hour number three. Don't go anywhere.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.